I'm Janice Bird, and welcome to Book Talk. Did you know that back in the days when men wore hats, they tipped them in greeting to women as a way of recognizing a woman's presence without staring at her? But a return to male chivalry and honor must begin with a change in women and their sense of modesty, says Wendy Shallot in her book, Return to Modesty, Discovering the Lost Virtue. Wendy was 24 years old when she wrote Return to Modesty. The genesis for the book came from an article she wrote while a college student, which argued for single-sex bathrooms in her dorm. Her defense of modesty deftly draws the connections between modesty, self-worth, a civilized society, and true intimacy in marriage. If nothing is secret, nothing is sacred, Wendy argues. Unlike animals, humans have a private sphere. After all, only humans blush. Modesty protects women from the judgment of those who don't love and care about them. It protects their dignity. Return to Modesty is a secular defense of virginity before marriage, and the acknowledgement that modesty is that defense. Sex is pleasurable, not recreational. Mystical, not casual. Loving, not impulsive. For Wendy, an observant Jew, modesty is also proof of God, because it means that we have been designed in such a way that when we humans act like animals, without any restraint, without any rules, we just don't have as much fun.